Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Fida Tujpe Khake Shahre Madina. Mubarak Tujhe Ho E Arde Madina Nabi Ka Shahar Hai Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Nabi Ka Shahar Hai یہ شہرِ مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو اے اردِ مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہرِ مدینہ تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نہ کیوں راش کے افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے نہ کیوں راش کے افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہ صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر یہ تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ali Billah Rumi Waqt Tabligh Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu which Hazrat has titled beautifully, Fida Tushbe, a Khaki Madina, that our lives should be sacrificed just on the Mubarak sand of Madina to Munawwara, upon which our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tread. Everything upon which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has threaded is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Presently, where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, that ground is more greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can we imagine the effort that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made to take out the ummah from darkness, from idol worship and other worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and brought the ummah to the nur of iman and tawheed. When Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum just penetrated their hearts, then they showed, they gave their lives and soul. Every moment of theirs was sacrificed for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat explained in another poem, Sharti Tawheed Kamil Yahi Hai, that the condition to have perfect iman is that a person has to have the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart and soul. In other words, every drop of blood should be buzzing with the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Allah has brought us here to learn and develop this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is now the mausam of Hajj. This is the mausam, the period of Qurbani. How Sahaba radiallahu anhum sacrificed their life to give for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon the way of life of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat explained, when a person is on this journey to of Hajj and making ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Umrah, a person should learn, where am I going to? At whose darbar, at whose court am I going to? The kings of kings, Sayyidul Anbiya, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're going to that royal court. So how we should be going to the such a Mubarak place, and everything we should understand the value of that Mubarak place, that Mubarak to ye ho e arre Madina. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka shahir hai ya shahri Madina. We first understand whose sati this is. This is the sati of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala's hikmat and system, and Allah's taqweeni umur, that Allah Ta'ala made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make hijrah to Madina to Munawwara. So the heart of the Haji is not burst into two pieces. That in Makkatul Mukarrama, he won't know whether I must make tawaf now or must go make ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to leave his birthplace, which he loves so much. And Allah Ta'ala loves that land also so much. But where presently Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, Hazrat says, Mubarak, very blessed, O Madina to Munawwara, that you are the city of the kings of kings, that is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't imagine. The beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat explains, why shouldn't be the city of Madina Sharif so blessed and so Mubarak? And we should understand from this that blessed here doesn't just mean barakat. So great, so honorable, the city of Madina to Munawwara. So a person should be all the time conscious and learn first of all how to go on this journey of the ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what can be said on the journey of Hajj? That now a person is going right to the darbar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving our life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we learn from our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, and then in our came down the generations, and we learn from our Shaykh, our Mashaykh, how to get this true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat explains that tere paas jab sayyid e do jahan hai sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na kyun rashk e aflaq ho fir Madina. That O Madina Sharif, when resting in Madina to Munawwara at the moment, he is the king of both the worlds, our honorable beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then why is it that it shouldn't be that the heavens are envying Madina to Munawwara? Although they are in the heavens, that is the malaika, close to us, so to say, to Allah Ta'ala, but presently they are envying Madina to Munawwara, that the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is presently resting in Madina to Munawwara. So how much shouldn't we see whether we are connected to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We may be thousands of miles away, but is our heart and soul connected to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And especially these very, very Mubarak days, which our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us, that these are those days which Allah Ta'ala loves the most, that good deeds should be done in these Mubarak days. That is the 10 days of Zilhijjah, which one day is gone past already. And the nights are so valuable. Every night ibadat is the word Laylatul Qadr. So are we appreciating these great honorable ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught to us by our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much durood are we reciting upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much are we thinking, am I now coming onto the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or is it just a normal day that has passed and we are all just looking forward to the Eid? And Eid also has become, as they show, a festival that we'll go to the farm, sacrifice our animal, have the video of that. Allah save me, all of us. And in these great days, one guna is so serious also. It is like a person in ihram, right at the haram sharif, and you're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala save me, all of us, that we should ponder and make tawbah abundantly in these days and beg Allah Ta'ala to turn us back onto the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat explains that just the beautiful dome under which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting, tere sabze gumbat pe alam fida hai, falak jaise chume zameen-e Madina, that oh, the green dome under which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting, that dome has become so mubarak, that the whole world sacrifices itself, that I wish I could be present at the green dome. In other words, present at the darban of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which this is not just an ordinary thing, this is a great, great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a person's intelligence or money or anything that can take us there. It is how much yearning and how much love we have for our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it shouldn't be that we are present in Madinatul Munawwara, but our hearts are far away from there. Shouldn't be our hearts are connected to the politics of the world, or the wars, the sports of the world. Allah Ta'ala save us all. When Hazrat says, it is what the eyes of love Hazrat is explaining, which we cannot imagine, that ishq and that burning love that our mashayikh have for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat says, as if we can see that the heavens are kissing the beautiful ground of Madinah to Munawwara. Because of the honor of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ground of Madinah to Munawwara has become so valuable that, so to say, the heavens is kissing it. Then can we imagine, tere zarra zarra nishani Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke hai, fida tujh pe main khaake shehre Madina, that oh, the beautiful city of Madinah to Munawwara, every speck of dust here and every speck of sand here, my life should be sacrificed for you, because every spectacle of sand is the great honor and the sacrifices of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is shining throughout the world. How our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made sacrifice, and as Hazrat explained, how people have sketched that how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, most beloved and close companion, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they made hijrat, and not what or any other transport, on foot, and then Allahu Akbar, on camel, in the desert, in the heat, then what can be said? All this for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that Iman can penetrate mine and your heart, and Tawheed can come into our heart and realize that Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, person like myself, worse, who don't realize the value of these days, and if we're just passing it like that, without making an atmosphere at home and talking about it, that every moment in these days and nights, it can't just go past. We should realize it's so valuable that either a person makes his eternal life or either we destroy our life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that Allah has gathered us here in this Mubarak Majlis of our Shaykh to get an iota and a full reality of this valuable gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, take a lesson from who? Those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when the Iman penetrated their heart and they realized who we are,
Allah didn't create us as ordinary, just ordinary creation of Allah. Allah Ta'ala made us Hazrat Insan, the best of all creation, and then the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat explains, when the Sahaba Radhiyallahu Anhum realized us, then take a lesson. Everybody, when you go for ziyarat to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you want to go to the ziyarat of the Mubarak places. And one of the most Mubarak places, Mount of Uhud, at the lap of Mount Uhud, is the Mubarak Qabristan of who? Uhud ki ye daman mein khoon e shaheeda. Sabak de raha hai wafai Madina. What is the true real, the lesson to take of royalty or of loyalty to Madina to Munawwara? That is to the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the command of Allah to get the love of Allah. Hazrat says, don't just go to Mount Uhud and go to the Qabristan and we read some Surah Ikhlas, whatever, or worse, don't make it like just a tourist event. Take lesson that the blood of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, which is all the time fresh, Allahu Akbar. That blood is so beloved to Allah, before that one drop of blood falls on the ground, the souls of those great personalities, Sahaba radiallahu, who were first to give their lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they said, they took back to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will give our life for you, Nabi O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever you command us, it's only the command of Allah. So we will give our life for you. So Hazrat explained that let us not go there and make it a tourist event. Especially during these days, if anybody is there and going in these areas, and we just taking going casually, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, and myself, all of us, to take a lesson. That right at the Mount of Uhud, which is that beloved mountain which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O Uhud, we love you. You are the mountain of Jannah. But on the lap of that mountain, how Sahaba Radhiyallahu sacrificed their lives. The battle of Uhud that took place. And how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showed, when the tables turned, Sahaba Radhiyallahu went through difficulty. And those Sahaba that were injured, now they had to turn back and only they were allowed to fight in, so to say, the second part of the battle of Uhud. And they gave their lives. And Allahu Akbar, the uncle of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidu Shuhada Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is lying there and showing us that what is the true loyalty under all circumstances. And this is the Qurbani all about. That sacrifice our desires, sacrifice whatever is beloved to us, but don't break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you'll see, nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki, sahaba radiallahu anhu ki qadmo se khaake Madina. That now we see the great honor of Islam and the splendor of the greatness of Islam shining throughout the world. Until today, as much as the whole kuffar nation want to destroy and wipe out Islam, they can never do that. Because this is all the splendor and the shine of the greatness of Islam, where Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their footsteps threaded in Medina Sharif. And when Iman penetrated their heart, they went throughout the world. And how they went throughout the world and spread Islam, by the beautiful character that came into their lives from Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, from the sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Allah Ta'ala give me this reality, that this character of Islam comes into my life, into our lives, and that how Islam really spread. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allahu Akbar, under their footsteps also, that Mubarak, the Mubarak soil of Medina to Munawwara, that they took and they went throughout the world and spread the beautiful Tawheed and the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Risalat and the Nabuwat of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, and that will remain forever and ever. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding. And Hazrat finally takes his name with so lot humbleness, but teaches me and all of us that this is the object and purpose of these gatherings, that to learn this royal loyalty, how to become the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to learn from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And we have to learn it from our elders. Then only we can go up the step ladder and reach there, inshallah. We can never ever reach the position, first of all, our elders. What can be said of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? But Allah Ta'ala's kindness, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I would love to meet my brothers. Sahaba radiallahu said, are we not your brothers? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you are my companion. You loved with me. My brothers are those who did not see me, and they'll want to spend all their wealth just to get a moment to see me. And if they do good deeds in that time, where this is the time we are living in, the fitna of the Dajjal, you get up in the morning, you may be in a state of iman. Before you leave the evening, you don't know whether we lost our iman. With all the social media and the messages we're passing around, Allah save us. So Hazrat says, take a lesson from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Wafadari o Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ki e akhtar. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi explaining, hey tariq roshan ye shahri Madina. That Hazrat says, read the pages of history are shining bright. That how the city of Medina became the beautiful city of Medina to Munawwara. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into Medina to Munawwara, and then from there Islam spread throughout the world. And first before that, what Allah ta'ala tested Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, which no ummah before could have been tested like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, that Allah give us tawfiq that we turn back to the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Madinatul Munawwara, that simple city, but the most beautiful city, and the most bright city, where from there until today, the nur of Iman, the nur of Tawheed, the nur of Sunnah is spreading throughout the world. Allah give me tawfiq and understanding that we bring this in our life.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Reading from the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin of Hakim Ulummat Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. We read from Ruh number 18, Qurbani. Qurbani, or sacrificing animals on the day of Eid al-Adha, is obligatory on those on whom Sadaqatul Fitr is compulsory. Qurbani is an ibadat of such tremendous significance that even if it is not obligatory, one should endeavor to render it. There is great thawab in even making qurbani on behalf of one's nabaligh or underage children. Qurbani made on behalf of the dead is also very beneficial in that the thawab reaches the dead. Some Quranic ayat and a hadith will now be narrated in regard to this important sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala states in the Qurani Majid, sacrificing animals has been ordained on every ummah, so that the name of Allah Ta'ala is mentioned on these particular animals which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed on them. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions, we have made the sacrifice of animals and cows amongst you the salient features of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. There is benefit in it for you. According to the Quran Sharif, there are both worldly as well as deeni benefits in the ibadat of qurbani. Allah Ta'ala has declared the sacrificing of animals as a salient feature of Islam. In addition to thawab in the hereafter, we derive the benefit of consuming their flesh and making use of their skins. The qurbani is an ibadat which has been instituted solely for our benefit. Hence the Qurani Majid says, neither the flesh of the sacrificed animal, nor their blood reach Allah Ta'ala. But it is your taqwa, meaning your piety and sincerity of heart, which reaches Him. Convey glad tidings to the sincere ones. Although sheep and goats are also animals of sacrifice, the Qurani Majid specifically states that the sacrifice of camels and oxen is a salient feature of the deen. Sacrificing camels and oxen will therefore be of greater merit. The meaning of sincerity in qurbani is to make the sacrifice purely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and to obtain thawab. The intention must not be to eat meat. Although it is only natural that the flesh of the sacrificed animals will be eaten, the intention for making the qurbani should never be this. If the intention is the consumption of meat, the qurbani will not be valid. Allah Ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perform salah for your Rabb and sacrifice, meaning sacrifice animals. The command of salah and qurbani are given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the above mentioned ayat. Qurbani being coupled with salat and commanded directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an obligatory duty for him to discharge, point to the emphasis which Allah ta'ala lays on this ibadat. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, during the days of qurbani, there is no deed of man more loved by Allah ta'ala than sacrificing of animals. On the day of qiyamah, the sacrificed animal will arise with its horns, hair and hooves. The sacrificed animal is accepted by Allah ta'ala before the blood reaches the ground. Therefore, render the qurbani wholeheartedly and happily. This hadith in fact states the following. The greatest act of ibadah during the days of sacrifice is to make qurbani of animals. The full reward of the sacrifice will be obtained in the akhirah. Thawab will be obtained for every hair on his body and for every drop of blood in his body. The act of qurbani is so dear to Allah Ta'ala that it is accepted immediately when the act is rendered, even before the first drop of blood reaches the earth. Muslims should offer the sacrifice with love and with the true spirit of sacrifice. They should not bicker unnecessarily about the price being asked and about the money being spent in obtaining an animal for sacrifice. Qurbani is a great sacrifice and should not be spoiled by displaying a poor and miserly attitude. Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu narrates that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the Qurbani practice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "It is the way of your father, Ibrahim alayhi salam." The Sahaba radiallahu anhu then asked, "What will we acquire by it?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "A good deed is recorded for you in return for every hair on its body." The Sahaba radiallahu anhu then asked, "O Rasulullah, if there is wool on the body?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A good deed in return for every strand of wool on his body." Hazrat Hussein bin Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The qurbani rendered wholeheartedly, happily, and with sincerity of intention on the day of Qiyamah will be a shield against Jahannam for the sacrificer." Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who is by the means but does not render the qurbani should not come to our place of Eid Salah." One may realize the great displeasure which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam voiced against those who neglect this great act of ibadah. This grave warning mentioned in this hadith applies only to those who fail in offering the sacrifice despite them having the means of sacrificing. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu sacrificed 2 sheep. When asked about the sacrifice, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to render these sacrifices. 1 sheep was for himself, and the other was sacrificed on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has tremendous rights or hukuk over the ummah. It is not possible for us to fulfill adequately those rights. A qurbani offered every year by a mu'min on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in fact nothing great and no sacrifice. We should not allow this wonderful opportunity to slip by without having taken advantage of this great act of ibadah by means of which colossal thawab is obtained so very easily. Those who are by the means should not be miserly and neglectful. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed 1 sheep for himself and 1 sheep on behalf of his ummah. In this regard, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This qurbani is for the one in my ummah who believes in me and who acknowledges me." The sacrifice on behalf of the ummah demonstrates the love which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for this ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered us in this act of sacrifice. It is indeed regretful that members of the ummah, in spite of having the means, will forget to offer qurbani on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to carry out this act wholeheartedly and with complete ikhlas.